the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, as he's referring to the Galileans who died on the hand of Pilate, the people in Siloam upon whom a tower fell, and said, "Do you think these people were worse offenders than everyone else? No, I tell you, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And telling the parable of the fig tree, when he's looking for fruit on the fig tree, "Let it alone this year also. I'll dig around it, put manure on it, and if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, then you can cut it down." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in these texts, is teaching us three key concepts for us during Lent, which are on the back of the bulletin. Repentance, faith, and bearing good fruit. And that's what we're talking about. We're in the middle of the 40 days of Lent. We're having these Lenten Vespers services on Wednesday evening, to which you are all invited. Recalling Jesus' fasting in the wilderness for 40 days, overcoming the temptations of the devil, fasting, ashes, repentance for this season of Lent. Not only are we going to get spiritual direction for this season of Lent today, we are also going to get insight into this question. Why does God allow bad things to happen to us? We'll see from the text what that answer is. But for a moment, remember, it's been common for us to suffer in this world, to constantly be called to repentance and faith and good fruit. Go all the way back to Job. Remember all of Job's sufferings? Has God called him to repentance and faith and good fruit? You know what repentance is? Repentance was described by Ezekiel in the Old Testament lesson. The wicked man turning from his evil, repenting, and through faith in God and in his Messiah, becoming righteous. The Lord God takes no pleasure in wicked people dying, but rather that they repent and through Christ be accounted righteous. Repent means to admit our sin with true sorrow over it. What is faith? Paul described it in the epistle lesson. In both the Old Testament and New Testament era, our spiritual rock, our spiritual food, our spiritual drink is Christ. He was for Israel their spiritual rock. They went through the cloud and the sea and the pillar of fire. We go through life drinking from that drink, from the rock that is Christ. Our faith is not in ourselves, but in Christ. And thirdly, what is bearing good fruit? Paul described that too. No idolatry, not immorality. Destroy that. Worship Christ alone. Be a good tree that bears good fruit. This is the description of the Christian life. So again, we will look at repentance, faith, and bearing good fruit. Let's look at repentance first. Repentance was called upon in Jesus' era because of two horrific, traumatic events that happened in the first century. The first one was this. Pilate apparently had killed some Galileans who had come from the Sea of Galilee up north and had come down to worship at the temple. Whatever they had done made Pilate angry, so he did something horrifying. While the Galileans were coming up to bring their sacrifices in the temple, he butchered them. He killed them. And in a sense, their blood was mixed with their sacrifices. And so the people wonder and ask Jesus, these people must have really been horrible for this to happen to them. All around the world, we're surrounded by murder and violence and thievery and evil and wickedness. And everyone in this room has experienced that in some capacity. Were they worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered that way? Jesus was asked. And then the second event was that the tower in Siloam fell down on 18 people and killed them. This was in the city wall in the southeast corner of Jerusalem. Something happened and it collapsed and it killed 18 people. The same thing. The people wonder, Jesus, weren't these people really terrible for this to have happened to them? Not only are we surrounded by murder and violence and thievery all manner of natural disasters, earthquakes, famines, storms, tornadoes, hurricanes. Our own towers, of course, came down September 11, 2001 in New York City. These twin towers came down and thousands of people died. So the answer Jesus gives to the question, how do we respond when bad things happen to us? Jesus says, no, I tell you, these people weren't worse offenders than everyone else. Galileans weren't killed because they were worse than everyone else. The towers and the pillars didn't fall down on people because they were worse than everyone else. No, he says, I tell you, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. What we see in our text today is we are seeing the world as Jesus sees it, not as we see it. He's saying, look at your own life. Are you living a life of repentance and faith and bearing good works? Don't look at other people's lives. Look at your own first. Don't take the speck out of your brother's eye until you take the log out of your own eye, lest you perish forever. And what he means there is in hell. You see, repentance is calling a spade a spade. Jesus looks out over the world, and what does he see? A lot of good people? No, he doesn't. The Lord gave us the Ten Commandments, but what do we see? It's exactly what the Bible taught, teaches. I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Psalm 51. Romans 3. No one is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks God. They've all become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Romans 3, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ looks around at the world and he realizes, my Father gave them the Ten Commandments, put them in a covenant relationship, but because of the sin they've inherited from Adam and Eve, they must be called to repentance each and every day. You know, the Ten Commandments are before us. God says, have no other gods. Regard his word as the truth. Honor his name with your lips. Gather to worship each week. Honor those placed over you. Do not hurt anyone. Don't take their property. Don't take their reputation. Don't take their virginity. We are to do everything to help others hold on to what they have, not take it from them. It doesn't matter how other people are living. Take care of yourself first. And repentance is godly sorrow. I visit people in prisons sometimes when I'm asked to, and I see a lot of worldly sorrow. Worldly sorrow is not ashamed of what I've done wrong. It's ashamed that I got caught. Godly sorrow, Lord, I have sinned against you, and I've sinned against my brother. I'm frightened by my sin. Lord, be merciful. And that is godly sorrow. This text today puts our confession of sins in a completely different light. I must admit, I kind of had an aha moment this week looking at this text. Because what do we say each week? We poor, miserable sinners confess all of our sins of thought, word, and deed, for which we deserve your present and eternal punishment. Each week, we confess our iniquities and sin, and that we deserve only punishment, but in Christ Jesus, we receive forgiveness. You, and only you, know each week what sins which you need to repent over, sins of thought, word, and deed. Heed the words of Jesus. No, I tell you, unless you repent, you too will likewise perish. That's repentance. But Jesus also teaches us faith in the one outside of us, our Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells this parable. A man planted a vineyard. This man is God the Father, our Creator. And he put a fig tree in it. He planted the people of God, the seed of Abraham and Isaac, through which he would bless all nations. He planted in his vineyard the law and the prophets that he gave to them in the old covenant. And in his vineyard was his people of Israel, from Jacob, the one who wrestled with God. They were given the priesthood, the temple service, the patriarchs, the royal line of David, all placed in God's vineyard. For us, this man, God the Father, created the heavens and the earth, made you and your children. He makes you like a fig tree, planted in God's word and sacraments, given faith in your heart by the Holy Spirit. You've been placed in God's vineyard, which for us now is the Holy Christian Church. And your roots are in the Word of God, and your faith is not in yourself, but in Jesus Christ. In repentance and faith, we actually have the answer to this question. Why do bad things happen to good people? And this was the aha moment for me this week. It's so obvious. Why should this be so difficult? Why do bad things happen to good people? The Bible teaches there are no good people. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. This idea that we're all good people and God owes us all kinds of good things that we determine is completely exactly the opposite of the truth. We are not good people. We are sinners in thought, word, and deed. We're deceived by the devil and our own sinful flesh. The question for us should actually be this. Why did bad things happen to that one and only good person, our Lord Jesus Christ? That's the question. Not why did bad things happen to us good people? No. Why did bad things happen to the only good person, our Lord Jesus Christ? And that's what Lent is all about. Why was Jesus beaten and flogged and crucified, treated as if he was the worst sinner of all, when he was the innocent Lamb of God? Because the shepherd was dying for the sheep. Why did Jesus say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because God the Father was turning his back on his own Son rather than turn it on us. Why was he nailed to the cross and crowned with thorns? Because the royal king was dying for his servants. He was taking their place. God is showing his mercy by pouring out the wrath we deserved upon his Son. But that is why the blood of Jesus Christ takes away our sin. Because when Christ came down from that cross and was buried in the tomb and rose to live forevermore in his resurrection, God proclaims to you, the work is complete, the work is finished. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from your real sins with real blood for real people. And when through the washing of water and the word in baptism, Christ's body and blood in the Holy Communion, it comes personally to you, then the righteousness of Jesus covers you like a royal robe, and his righteousness is credited to your account. No, the question is not, why do bad things happen to us good people? The question is, why did bad things happen to the one good person, our Lord Jesus Christ? Because of his love and his mercy for you. Jesus speaks about repentance and faith, but he also talks about bearing fruit. Now when the man goes to the vineyard, he's looking for fruit. He says to the vine dressers, for 3 years I'm coming here, there's no figs on this tree. Take it down, it's wasting the ground. But the vine dresser says, no, let it go for one more year. I will dig around it, I'll put manure in it and fertilize it, and let's see if it bears fruit next year. Then you can cut it down if you need to. This is a great picture of our life as Christians. Justified by grace through faith, through the atoning sacrifice of Christ, we're like a tree planted in the soil. We're healthy. We're justified. We're his saints. And we live by faith. And then because we're a good tree, we will bear good fruit. We will love God, and we will serve our neighbor, because that is who we are. That's called sanctification. God the Father is the one who owns this vineyard. He is seeking fruit in us. And though the world's got on symbolically for 3 years, the vine dresser, our Lord Jesus Christ, is giving us one more year. The reason that we're alive is Jesus wants to continue to dig around our lives, get that manure into the roots, enable us to grow, to thrive under His sunshine, to bear fruit, doing those things that are well and good and pleasing in His sight. So we will be confident. We will not be the ones that are cut down into the condemnation of hell, but we will be the ones who bear fruit to the glory of Christ's name. And they're gathered at the harvest into God's barn of heaven. And so, my friends, in conclusion, yes, Lent is to be a time for true spiritual discipline, to focus on your own spiritual state. Enough of pointing fingers at others. We look at ourselves. Am I living a life of repentance and faith and good works? If we are saved by grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ risen, then we know that the reality of the merits of Christ have covered our sin. We are healthy trees, and God wants to bear good fruit. That's why St. Paul said something in the epistle that ties in well with this lesson. God is faithful. He who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. All temptations are common to man. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you are able. He will provide a way of escape so you may be able to endure. God does allow bad things to happen in this world, and we don't try to figure it out. We leave that in God's hands. For the only true good man is our Lord Jesus Christ. And may we, in this season of Lent, do exactly what Jesus tells us to do. Repent, believe the gospel, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, bear good fruit to the glory of His name until that harvest day. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.